You're listening to WKAR's Current State. Over 100 years ago, it was a church. Its stairwell under the feet of countless young brides as they stood at the top and tossed their bouquets. Decades later, it was a nightclub that laid claim to hosting some of the biggest national acts to come through Lansing. And then it was empty, sitting unused, but not forgotten. But not anymore. There are some new tenants using Old Town's Temple building. Current State's Becky McKendry took a trip to see just who's been occupying the space these days.
After a few years of vacancy, the Temple Building on Grand River Avenue in Lansing's Old Town is alive again, in what could be the most fitting way possible. It has now been repurposed as a home for those who repurpose things. It's called a makerspace.
A makerspace is a community workshop, a place for people to come together and share ideas, to share tools, concepts, and have a place that they can come together, work together, share, and make together.
That's Brian Adams, the board president of the Lansing Makers Network. Now, his description's accurate, but it's a little conceptual, so let me paint a more detailed picture for you. This place is like the biggest garage you've ever seen, like Chuck E. Cheese for engineers. Downstairs there's even a fully functional, life-size version of the board game Operation. There is stuff everywhere, in every corner and on every floor. Lumber, computer parts, old toasters, things that Brian says people use for all sorts of creations.
It kind of crosses all spectrums in terms of why people make. You know, some people make because it's a hobby and it's interesting to them. Some people make to fix things. And then some people are, you know, struggling entrepreneurs and, you know, budding inventors that want to create something new.
Makerspaces, which can also be called hackerspaces, are found all across the globe and date back to the 90s. Brian says that some of the ones already established in Michigan have been very valuable in terms of advice and inspiration for the Lansing Makers Network.
You know, there's a number of hackerspaces and makerspaces in Ann Arbor and Detroit and Grand Rapids, and it's just something that was kind of lacking in Lansing, and we thought we'd take it upon ourselves to take care of that.
Tonight, the group's having one of their regular weekly meetings. Around 10 or 15 members filter in and out. One member wanders upstairs to show a new guy a laser cutter. Another member attempts to maneuver a remote-controlled plane through a hula hoop that's been dangling from the light on the ceiling. And over near the drill press, Nick Kwiatkowski demonstrates one of his projects to another member.
So let it boot up for a second. Okay, so there you go.
Oh, there you go. All
right. Nick recently displayed this at a conference in Los Angeles. It's a project commonly known as Persistence of Vision. And as he'll explain, it's pretty cool.
This is actually a bike wheel that was designed for like bar crawls and things like that, where it can hook up to a mobile device, so like a cell phone or something like that, and you can write words on there or like have movies on there. And as you're riding along, you'll actually see like images in the bike wheel.
One of the men watching on is director and founding member Carl Raymond.
I'd been to other makerspaces, like in Ann Arbor. There's a really nice one that I'd been to a couple times to visit, and I'd wish that it was closer to me because it's just too far away to be practical. As I've told people, I it's a thing I always wanted to do, but I just didn't know it.
Now it's something he wants to do all the time.
Oh, I'm here almost every day. In fact, I have to plan sometimes to not come here to get time to do other things. So everything at the house is suffering from me being here all the time.
Sometimes people show up with a project in mind. Sometimes they show up to see what other people are doing. And sometimes they end up just having conversations about ideas that haven't even begun to manifest yet.
There you go. It does have floppies if you open it up, so things that still...
The group's also holding elections for the board tonight. Rosangela Canino-Koning is up for one of the open spots, but she's not that worried about it.
We haven't counted the ballots yet, but I'm pretty confident that that it's going to be fine because there's two openings and there's two people who are being nominated, so...
The Makers Network allows Rosangela to embrace her artistic and her technical sides, something that also comes out in the electronic art she makes. She actually used the makerspace to put the finishing touches on her piece Helix. It was on display at the MSU Museum. Rosangela made the bulk of the piece elsewhere, but she said she definitely utilized the input of her fellow makers.
It's really nice to, you know, be able to bring your things here, just, you know, even if you're not building it here, there's still a huge community of people that are totally interested in talking with you about whatever it is that you're working on and helping you work through your issues.
And that sense of community is what keeps Rosangela and all of the makers coming back. and why she says the Makers Network will just keep growing.
You can always find a way of, you know, renting equipment or borrowing equipment from someone, but finding other people of like interest is an incredibly difficult and very valuable thing. Lansing doesn't have to be a place where you don't know where anybody is. You don't have to go to Detroit or Ann Arbor or Grand Rapids to find a community of like-minded folks anymore. Now you can just come right here.
For Current State, I'm Becky McKendry.